Do I have any victorious people in the house? Okay, let me ask it this way. Does there anybody here who done got through because of God? I want to make sure you're out there. I have a word from God to deliver to you this morning, and I got to make sure that we still remain victorious with our Savior, with our Lord. I thank God always for the opportunity to be in his house and to be a member of the body of Christ. I just am elated that God would choose me to be part of the kingdom and to be part in such a way where I can encourage his people. Amen. I believe that's going to probably be most of our theme song as we are claiming our Canaan, Amen. If you would. I've been thinking about victory, and I don't know about you. I like victory. Amen. Amen. Victory. I don't want y'all to misunderstand what I said, trying to understand what I said. I love victory. I love the fact that I can be called out of darkness into a marvelous light. I love the fact that God saw fit to redeem a man such as myself. And I pray that you see the same for your life. Victory comes when the believer understands God's brought you to and through for the purposes of giving him some praise. God wants to be praised. He wants us to see and recognize we are children of his, children of the Most High God, and that we walk with our heads held high and not with our heads down on the ground. We learned last Lord's Day, don't look at what's in front of you. Pick your head up and see the goodness of God and what he has in store for your life. I don't plan on being long this morning. Happy Valentine's to all of you. You wonderful folk who love out there. We're going to let you go get your dinner on. But before you go, we want to make sure that you get a word from God. We've been on a journey claiming our Canaan, and I want to go and continue on with this journey. And if I may, I want to set the stage for the next 3 to 4 Sundays as we will look and continue to intently investigate the position that Joshua took Israel through. I don't know about you. These lessons are helping Stan. Are they helping any of y'all? These lessons are helping me when I'm away from the church in my personal life. And stuff starts happening and going down. It's helping me to focus more on God and his agenda than my own personal agenda. I know sometimes I got it all figured out. At least I think I do. And then all of a sudden the bottom falls out and I don't know where I'm at or what direction to go or what to do. But I'm glad Joshua gives us a word to be strong and courageous. Remember that God is with you and he won't leave you, nor will he forsake you. Matter of fact, he's going to guide your footsteps every place that your feet will tread upon. He's giving you if you just believe and trust him at his word. And I don't know about you. I'm learning to trust my God a little bit more. Amen. Being a husband and a father, I'm learning to trust God a little bit more. Having to make sure that I do everything according to his letter and law so that my wife and son are taken care of, I'm learning to trust God a little bit more. I'm learning to love a little bit more. I'm learning to be patient a little bit more. Amen, somebody. I know y'all got all these things figured out, so this ain't for y'all. This is for Stan. Okay, I know y'all are all righteous and everything's together in your life, and I praise God. I'm going to be calling you so we can hang out so I can get some of your spirituality that's going to help me on my journey. But if by chance you're here and you're just like me and you got a few little issues and you still need the Lord, let's hang out for just a moment. We've been on a journey. We started out of the book of Joshua chapter 1. We were blessed and encouraged by Pastor Hawkins and in giving us this word to be strong and courageous. And we have been since then in this journey. God has been walking us, if you would, through transition. And he's also been walking us not only transition holistically as a body, but individually, I believe, in our personal lives. And I pray by all means that you surrender your will to the will of God and stop trying to figure it out on your own. God does stuff sometimes that doesn't make sense to us. God does stuff sometimes that we feel like, well, man, God, I didn't want that. But he does that to bring about glory, if you would, to his name. Amen. And the reason why is because he's the God of the universe. He's the only that deserves to be praised. Amen. He's the only one that deserves to be honored and glorified. Amen. But we happen to just be recipients, if you would, from the overflow that comes from God being praised and honored. Amen. That got any folk in here who know what I'm talking about? We literally, when God is praised and honored and you
are a part of his body, which is the church, when you're a child of his, you receive stuff called blessings. Yeah. You receive stuff called joy. Yeah. You receive stuff called peace. Yeah. All of a sudden, God's extra stuff just drips off into your life, and you walk around blessed. Yeah. You're no longer depressed. Yeah. You're blessed, highly favored. You're lifted. Yeah. I wish I had some people of God this morning. People of God understand, and they acknowledge and he's the center of your life, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I know what things look like, I know what they say the outcome is, but they ain't factored in the equation that God is in the mix of stuff. God is in the mix. He'll do the impossible. He'll make crooked, I wish I had some. He'll make the crooked places straight in your life. I'm trying to walk in victory. That's what I'm talking about. I'm tired of being sad. I'm tired of being mad. I'm tired of being disgusted. I'm tired of coming to church half full. No, I want to show up at the Lord's house on full. Matter of fact, I want to have some overflow in my tank so that if you empty, I can fill you up so that when we leave out of here, we both on full. We so excited that ain't nothing coming out of our mouth but Jesus, 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 Jesus. I want to encourage you, church. Get on fire for your God. Don't sit in mediocre position. Don't sit in neutral with your mind just wondering. No, have some direction for your life. Let God lead you to heights that he wants to lead. Be assured that when you trust him, things going to be all right. Is that okay? We started off this journey in it's yours. That was the theme. You know, basically claim the land. And then after claiming the land, confidently trust that God is going to help you receive what he told you you were going to receive. And I don't know about you, that blessed my life. Amen. To be speaking on things in my life that God wants me to have. I told you, I told the devil he got to step up off of that position of hate. He ain't got no room in my life for hate no more. I pushed him over just a little bit. Amen. Every now and then you got to shove the devil over. Amen. You got to push him. You got to let him know that he don't belong in your life. You got to push him and say, hey, you get on away from me. And here's how you push it. You don't do it on your own power, but you do it on the power of God. Amen. You put God's love on the hate situation. Amen. You just go on and say, God loves me and he loves you too. And you push that hate on out the way. When they get to hating some more, you get to loving some more. You get to spreading that love to a point to where hate all of a sudden, okay, I see where you at. And he raised up off of you. Y'all know how it was, at least for me back in the day when someone was messing with me, I went and got the big homie. And he wasn't necessarily a person. Y'all catch that later. I didn't got a big homie. The stuff that was bothering me raised up off of me. See, you have to use the power that you possess. Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but a power of love and of a sound mind. You got to know what you got, and then you got to be willing to use what you got. Amen. If you don't use it, you will. Amen. But in the power of God, even when you misplace what he's given you, you can find it if you just pick it up and look for it. I don't know about you. I'll be looking for love these days. I don't need Valentine's Day to find love. No, love is with me every day, all day. Amen. Well, yeah, Sister Harmon, wave at me. I love you, baby. All right. Amen. I had to get my kudo points in real quick, just in case we get to a restaurant later on. It's a little too crowded and she want to be there, but I want to go because the line's too long. I'm just saying. Anyway. Can I help me out right along? Okay, I appreciate that. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So we're claiming the land. Yeah. And not only claiming it, but we're confidently trusting that God has given it to us. Yeah. Then on last Lord's Day, we entitled that topic, Handle Your Business. Make sure you handle what God has given you. Move in the position of being ready. Yeah. Ready to receive what God has to offer you. See, everybody wants to go into the promised land. Yeah. But a lot of us ain't ready to go in. See, you can't take desert manna, desert diet into the promised land. Amen. The desert food don't work for the promised land. Because there's a different kind of food when you get there. Are you listening to me? Negative behavior has no position in the promised land. Oh, come on, y'all. Negativity belongs out there in the desert where it's tried you, where it's literally bucked up against you. You know, all the odds were stacked against you. And then when you overcame that, and now it's time to go into the promised land, you're not taking negativity, but you're taking positivity from the negativity. Come on, y'all. So when you get to the promised land, you don't have no hang-ups, no flaws. You ain't looking at David, well, why he's singing like that? I tell you why. Victory belongs to him. And he's positioned himself and prepared himself to be ready for it. Amen. Y'all all right? Any of y'all ready?
Amen.
Amen. And we didn't get to speak to a large degree last Lord's Day, but God bless you. I'll throw out the nugget for you. But we talked about not only being ready, but being responsible.
Yeah.
Position yourself in a responsible way. Allow God to bless your life. Amen. I know you got it all figured out. I know you got it all under control. I know that you know you can do for yourself. But every now and then you need somebody else to drop a blessing off to you. Amen. You can bless someone by hooking them up with some money. But when they give you some money, don't be ashamed to take it. Be responsible about it. And then don't hold on to what you got. Share it with somebody. Somebody this morning needs some love.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you share a little of that love? You've been getting loved on, so love them back.
Yeah. I ain't been loved on, nobody ain't been loving on me.
Yeah, you gotta have. His name is Jesus. He gave you love and woke you up. Allowed you to be clothed and in your right mind. You got something to drop off somebody. Come and say good morning to you. Don't rephrase and say moaning. No. They gave you a good morning, so you need to give them a
good morning.
I know y'all still with me. Be responsible about it. But today I want to talk, if you would, from the topic, are you in? I almost entitled this a different topic, and maybe I'll throw that out there for the sake of just who I am. Are you down? Up, are you down? Brandy had a song a long while back. With what you're going through,
right.
I want to be down.
Yeah.
It's amazing how we want to be down with everything else except the Lord. So I got a question. Are you in this morning? Joshua, after he has set the stage, as to say God has given us a promise.
Yeah.
He's given us the promised land. Yeah. 12 to 15 years earlier, it was announced that it was ours, but we had the hang up. We're the one that set ourselves back, but it's still here for us. So the question I have is, do you want it? Matter of fact, after having positioned ourselves like we are to be out here in this desert, of which it cost us because of our disobedience, well, now it's time to go into the land, so do y'all want to go?
Amen.
If you do, and this was last Lord's Day sermon, prepare yourself.
Right.
3 days worth of provision, because we're getting up out of here.
Yeah.
Amen. Have y'all been hanging out on Negative Alley? Depressed road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Temptation way.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't hit you yet.
Amen.
Just whatever goes avenue. Where you at? I just thought I'd throw a few of these out there.
Yeah.
The question I have is, are you ready to go?
Amen.
Are you down with leaving that place and going on to another place? Because if you do, here's the sermon for this morning. Here's the first point in your bulletin. Then it has to be a life of surrender. Down, you got to surrender.
Amen.
Now, I know what you claim you're doing, Stan. I know what you think you're doing, Stan. But the question I have, Stan, is are you down? Because if you are, you will surrender your will to his will.
That's today.
Next Lord's Day, if you're down, it has to be a life of submission. If you're down to give up you, then you're down enough to take me.
Yeah.
Don't miss that.
Yeah.
See, you can't just dismiss you without replacing you.
Yeah. Okay.
Stay with me.
Amen.
If you're going to denounce you, you're going to have to fill that void with something. Because if you don't, the devil will hook you up. And you talk about being down with something you don't want to be down with. Lord Jesus, you just opening up the floodgates of your life for the devil to do whatever he wants to do.
Right.
Let me make it personal, come close to home. You ever did something and it cost you? And hindsight, looking back, had you thought through a little bit more, you probably wouldn't have did it. But it's kind of too late because you already done did it. Now you're reaping the consequences and repercussions of what you've done. And now all of a sudden you want it to be removed from you, but you was the one that had it. If you're going to pull something out, is what I'm talking about. Put something good off in there. if you're going to pull out hate, don't leave no room for jealousy.
Amen. Come on, Sam.
If you're going to pull out hate, why don't you drop some love off in there? And I encourage you, those of y'all who've been shucking and jiving, missing out on Wednesday's blessing, encourage you to come. We've been talking about the fruits of the Spirit. We got all kind of lovey-dovey up in here on Wednesday. Amen. And some of that love was a little bit tough.
Yeah.
Amen. You mean I got to render love with no expectation of getting back? What kind of love is that? I tell you, it's a godly love.
Yeah.
It's an agape love. Yeah. It's not a phileo love that says, I love you as long as you love me.
Yeah.
No, this love loves you unconditionally.
Amen.
It says, I don't need nothing back from you. You know, I've been getting some Father, so I can't help myself. I gotta give. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, ain't nobody pouring into you. God is.
Amen.
You think you don't have enough love right now? Stop trusting God.
Woo.
You think you have some love right now? Start trusting God.
Amen.
And watch what God does to you in your life. Everybody in here ought to be smiling.
Amen.
I mean, we're highly favored folk.
Amen.
But sometimes we're not, and here's the reason why. We ain't surrendered.
Right.
And when we surrender, we ain't submitting. Then the third and final thought on the two Sundays from now,
we're
going to deal with submission.
Uh-huh.
I mean separation.
Yeah.
You have to have a life of separation.
Mm.
Now the problem is everybody is going to flip out and say, well, what do you mean by separation? Let me explain myself. You can't walk with God and behave the way you're behaving right now. Let me come close to you. You can't walk with God and expect to keep the same company you keep. Here's why. Some folk ain't going to want what you want. Surrender. Some folk ain't going to submit. And this is the part of ministry that sometimes as ministers we get hung up in. But look, somewhere down the line, either you with God or you're not. And it ain't about what the people going to do. Because people going to always be.
Amen.
I'm glad that God fine-tuned Stan before he gets up here to preach.
Because
there's a whole lot of stuff I want to say.
Yeah. Amen.
But God has to remind me of me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I ain't going to say that because that's like pointing at me and saying that, nah, we're going to leave that alone, Lord. But then there's those other times where God says, you know what, Stan? I've been patient with you. I've been loving on you. Surely you ought to be patient with people. And y'all quiet. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I know y'all got some folk in your life right now who you like. We're done.
Amen.
We're done. Like the cartoons when the thermometer, you know, goes in the mouth and it goes whoop and explodes.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
No, God ain't been doing that to you.
Amen.
Matter of fact, your meter with God goes up, but because of love and grace and mercy, it goes back. Ah. Separation, though. But it's going to take us to position ourselves be successful, and sometimes that's difficult because that means I'm going to have to, you know, kind of push away from certain folk.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Amen. Some of them negative folk who, you know, I like to hear the good juice from. I don't like the negative thoughts they have, but
right.
I like to hear the scoop from.
Right. Amen. Amen.
I'm waving at somebody.
Yeah.
You got to cut that stuff off.
Yeah.
Because that's desert stuff.
Yeah.
That's wandering stuff.
Okay.
That's wilderness stuff. And it don't belong in the promised land. How do you know? Well, 40 years they wandered until the old generation died. Ooh, I don't mean no harm right along in there, but some folk got to die off before God can allow the rest of us to go in. I'm going to include myself with the rest of us because I don't want to see myself in that other life. Can you imagine doing for God all your life and missing it simply because you murmured, you disobeyed? See, aren't you glad we got grace and mercy? See, that's where you get to shouting a little bit and be like, okay, yeah, thank you, Lord. I'm glad we're there. And so that's where we're going. And then following that, we're going to find ourselves in Joshua chapter 2. And we're going to deal with a topic. She ain't the woman she used to be. Amen. And you ain't the person you used to be. But thanks be to God, because of the blood, I'm a different person now. Amen. We always want to point fingers at folk who do bad stuff, but let's come close and be real with ourselves. Everybody in here. Something bad. My sin ain't your sin ain't worse than mine. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, for you Bible scholars, just in case you didn't know I knew the Bible on it. Sin is a transgression of God's law. You murder a lot, same thing. Now the consequence may be different.
Things you gotta suffer and deal with may be different.
But in the sight of God, if you wrong, you're wrong. And so we're going to hang out there with old Rahab.
Yeah.
Amen. She did some things for God that we wouldn't. Lord, dude, I got the. Oh, that's not my lesson, but that's good preaching. And I know you wonderful Dove Edston already dove off into. But we're gonna bring her back up. Okay, we just got to let her speak for just a moment. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, time is gone already. Okay, let me drop a nugget and we'll get out of here. Joshua 1 verse 16. Let's read the text one more time. Just make plain to the text and we'll move on. Matter of fact, the 3 points are verse 16 is point one, point two is verse 17, and point three is verse 18. That's the direction we're going. But verse 16 this morning, they answered Joshua saying, all that thou commandest us, we will what? We'll do it. And whithersoever we'll go. That's where we want to hang out. Now, out of all that happened, Joshua, you know, getting the leaders to get up and walk through, you know, and we talked about that last Lord Day, leaders do what? Step up.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're a leader, if you're a man of God at the Hawthorne Church, step up.
Amen.
It's time to take our role.
Yeah.
Amen. Partner with me as we partner with God so we can handle our business.
Yeah.
Amen. I told you last Lord's Day, Hawthorne finna be off the charts, but only in response to us following God. Okay, is that all right? Now walk with me here. He says, Joshua, after all these things, the people answered him. People don't respond. People don't answer. You won't respond. You won't answer unless you see some evidence that it's going to work. So let me drop this in while I'm here. Has not God brought us through already? Has there not been many things in our life that God has saved us from? I mean, y'all can test. God brought you through a hardship financially.
Amen.
How many of y'all can testify that God has brought you through some negative situations?
Amen.
How many of y'all can attest and testify that the God of heaven is still keeping you till this day?
Amen.
See, these are the things we have to position ourselves as to receive from God. I love y'all believers who still hold it just in case he say anything else. That's how it has to be. Because the people of God, no doubt, they saw in which God did with Moses, what he's doing with Joshua. So their response was, all you command us, we're going to do it. And wherever you send us, we're going to go. In our text this morning, Joshua, having taken the stance of readiness and responsibility, has risen to his rightful position. The people having now been led to renew the covenant made between God and them are now charged to renew. It's apparent that the people knew well the things that God had done for them by their response to the charge of Joshua. How about us? Do you know what God has done for you? Do you know what God is doing for you? Do you know what God is going to do for you? And I want you to keep those three thoughts in your mind every day. Because when you look what God has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do, it changes your mindset about stuff. See, now you can walk through days with your head held high. See, when stuff hits the fan, when stuff start going down and goes south, if you keep in mind what he's done for you, you'll smile. Check this out. Ain't got no money. Broke his old Joe's turkey. You remember you used to be there before? But he brought you through. This is what you do. Y'all, any of y'all do that? When the bank funds get low? Amen. And that NSF is approaching. And you remember God brought you through that NSF before? Then you know what you start doing? You start celebrating. Because you know God's getting ready to make a way somehow. You may not see it, but you know it's coming. Now watch this. It's the same in your spiritual life. When all of a sudden the devil gets to throwing all these darts at you, when things start getting rough, when you're under diverse temptations, when things start bombarding your life, when you think about what God has brought you through already, and you begin to celebrate because you know what God is about to do. But see, that's the question, though. Are you in? Are you down with God? Do you want him to do with you what he's intended to do with you? If God's been keeping you, just say thank you, Lord. That's really all I'm saying. We too, like Israel, have a covenant with God. And I challenge this day to renew that covenant. Stand tall in your calling. Walk faithfully in his promises. Position yourself for service. Submit your life to his purpose and deny the enemy power over you. I'll say that again. Deny the enemy power over you. He wants you every day. Don't give him what he wants. Some folks want you to act ignorant. Don't act ignorant just because they want you to. At least act ignorant because you want to act. Don't give the devil a foothold. He don't, you know, shouldn't be allowed that kind of power. But that takes an attitude, a mindset that says, you know what, I'm in with the Lord. I'm going to do it his way and stop relying on my way. So the question again is, are you in? I need Luke chapter 9, verse 57. I'm going to bring it to a close. Y'all have been gracious already. Just wanted to bless you with a quick nugget this morning.
Yes.
Are you in?
Amen.
If you're in, you got to surrender. Surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender comes from a Greek word, paradidomi, which literally means to relinquish control, which literally says, I'm giving up me to you. Mm-hmm. In other words, I surrender. Know all that I think I am and know to you. Mm-hmm. Y'all ever get to a point where you just don't know?
Amen.
Y'all ever been at a point in your life where you didn't have no one else to turn to?
Amen.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
When you ain't got nothing else, God says that's when I want you.
Amen.
Because I know that if you come to me like that, you're going to surrender to me.
Yeah.
We only give God a piece of us.
Yeah.
You know how I know? By the way we do what we do. See, if you surrender to God, you don't get to think no more. Yeah, I know. You don't get to have options no more. When God says jump, yeah, y'all know. Did you notice the text in Joshua 1 verse 16? They answered Joshua and said, whatever you ask us to do, we'll do. And wherever you tell us to go, we're going to go. There ain't no option, Joshua. Why? We're going to surrender what we want to do. Why? We've been in this wilderness too long. Come on, somebody. You know, when you sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you can see a way up, and you know it's with the Lord, then you leave sick and tired of being sick and tired alone and go on the way up.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I think that's
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Stan, what are you talking about? You make a conscious decision
to
follow Jesus at his word, and you don't question it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, y'all.
Amen.
We need some people, some we will do and we will go people.
Yeah.
That's what we need in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
We need some folk who won't doubt, who won't question, who won't have a different opinion about what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
Some folk can say, okay, because you said so, Lord.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're going to do. You remember the disciples, they were out fishing on the boat, and they had toiled all day and night. And the master said, why don't you throw your net on the other side? And he's on the seashore, and they looking, not really knowing what's going on or who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, he said, what? We've been fishing out here all day. But at your word, we'll let down the net.
Amen.
The Bible said he let down the net over there, and there was so much.
Yeah.
The nets began to break, and they had to call for some other brethren.
Amen.
To come on in to, amen, so they didn't miss out on the blessing.
That's right.
Don't miss that,
That's
church.
Right.
When you hold back giving of what you have that God has blessed you with, you're going to be stuck out there fishing all day and ain't going to catch.
Come on, Stan.
Well, I wish I had a church to preach right along in there.
Come on.
When you hold back in your physical life,
mm-hmm.
giving to God, when folk on the street need your help,
mm-hmm.
when the church needs your help, are
yeah.
you listening to me? Come close. Then you're going to be spending your money, and it's going to be an empty, empty bank account that you're going to have simply because you're holding back from God.
Amen.
I'm there on the flip side. When you start giving of what you got to God, the Bible said he'll give into your bosom. It'll be pressed down, shaken together, overflowing.
Amen.
I mean, folk just going to bless you because you are a blessing.
Amen.
What are you saying, Stan? In other words, position yourself to be used by God.
Amen.
When he says, do this.
Do that.
Do it. When he says go there,
go there.
Go there. Look at the text. Luke chapter 9, verse 57. Let me help you shout a little bit around and I'll get hit. Any of y'all happy this morning?
Amen.
Amen. It's Valentine's Day. Y'all are almost done. You got about 5 more minutes.
Amen.
So I've only been preaching for about 25 minutes. So just hang in there with me. But look at this text in Luke chapter 9, verse 57. The Bible says what, Dennis?
And it came to pass
came to pass
that as they went
in the way,
read,
a certain man said unto him,
what'd he say?
Lord, I will follow thee with theresoever thou goest.
Wheresoever thou goest. Hold on. Any of y'all said you're going to follow God wherever he go?
Amen.
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 Was it not Ruth? Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following you. Mm-hmm. Where you go, I will go.
Yeah.
Where you lodge,
I will lodge.
Your God shall be my God.
Amen.
And your people shall be your own people.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Some people you don't want, amen. But if you're following God,
yeah,
you got to take everybody.
Right.
Your God shall be my God.
Amen.
And your people
shall be my people.
One said, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go. And what did Jesus say? Foxes have holes.
And Jesus said unto them, foxes have holes,
and birds
of the air have nests.
But the what?
But the Son of Man
hath
not where to lay his head.
Ooh-wee. I ain't got time to deal with all of this stuff off in here. But it's inferred here that the gentleman who said he gonna follow Jesus was materialistic. See, Jesus had to confront him and say, you know, foxes, they got holes.
Mm-hmm.
Birds of the air,
they got
some nests. But me, I ain't got nowhere to lay my head. What are you saying, Jesus? If you get so caught up and tied up in this stuff, you're going to surrender to the stuff and not the Savior.
Yeah. Come on.
Right along in
Come
here.
On.
But see, everybody wants to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you measure success? Man, if I ain't got but two crinkly dollars and I got God in my life, I'm excited about
Amen.
That. It used to be about the glamour, but all that glitters ain't gold.
Amen.
What profited a man, Jesus would say, if he gains the whole world
and loses his soul
or forfeits his soul?
Yeah.
Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? You know what that principle in there that Jesus is teaching in Matthew 16:24 about denying self, taking the cross, and following me? He's using the principle of self-denial, not denying self.
Yeah.
See, when we deny ourselves, we say, I can do this, but I can't do that.
Right.
I can go here, but I can't go there. But self-denial says, I can't do nothing because God needs to be in the mix.
Well,
I got to have him. It's kind of the idea that a gentleman who's literally falling flat on his face and nothing else he can do. We talked last Lord's Day. Y'all remember me laying on the ground. Some of y'all thought I was crazy, but let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
When you hit rock bottom
and
there ain't nothing else, you need a Savior.
Amen.
If you would just surrender at that moment, he'll pick you up.
Amen.
That Footprints, you know, wonderful poem and the thing we have in our houses, and it's looking cute and the little crosses and all. You know what these symbols are? The Lord Jesus carrying you amidst the stuff that you can't have.
Amen.
I don't know about you. That gets some hot moments in my life.
Amen.
And I'm so glad I'm surrendering at that moment because it gets too hot that I'm getting burned up.
Yeah.
But I read somewhere that when God is your God,
you
can be in the fire and not get burned. You can be in the fire but come out smelling like no smoke.
Amen.
You can be in the fire and your hair don't even get singed. Mine but yours.
You got my point. Yeah.
My point is this. We have a God. We have to trust.
Yeah.
We got to rely on him, but you ain't going to do that unless you surrender.
Amen.
You got to give him who you are.
Yeah.
You got to entrust your life to him.
Yeah.
One man says, and I got off cue, but that was some good preaching in there.
Yeah.
He said, I follow you wherever you go, but foxes have holes, Jesus said. Birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Amen.
What's the next verse?
And he said unto another,
read,
follow me.
Follow me.
But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father.
I mean, no harm. But I'm along in here, but there's another fella here. So convinced about parental, so convinced about mom and pop, that they wind up missing out on the blessing.
Yeah.
What you saying? You can't become so entangled with helping your mom and dad that you don't help yourself.
Well.
Are you listening
Amen.
To me? They only can raise you to a certain point.
Well,
set a solid foundation for you to follow Jesus. Then mom and dad got to do the same thing you do.
Amen.
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 And it may get to a point where mom and pop might be holding you back.
Come on. Come on now.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh?
So
Amen.
The question is who you down with?
Well,
You down with, well, I got to help mom and pop. Look here, mom and pop was long here before you got here.
Okay, amen.
Me no harm while I'm along in here.
Come on.
Jesus said, and I'm quoting Jesus again.
Yeah.
I know it just come down to that. We just got to talk about Jesus.
Amen.
I know, but Jesus said, you know, if you love father, mother, sister, brother more than me, you're not worthy of me.
Come on.
This is the hard pill to swallow, but I'm talking about surrender.
Yeah.
See, sometimes folk gonna hold you where they at.
Okay.
Because they don't want you to go
Uh-oh.
Where they ain't desiring or can't go.
What? Come on.
Come on,
man.
Close to me.
Come on.
See, everybody wants the promised land.
Yeah.
But nobody wants the suffering, sacrifice, the submission it takes to get to the promised land.
Uh-oh.
So they dare you to ride their coat so you don't get no further than
that. Uh-oh.
Amen. To hinder you from going where God wants you to go.
Amen.
That separation again. You got chopped them folk off.
Yeah, yeah.
Some folk deserve to be left where they at.
Amen.
If you're going to settle for less, I'll holler at you.
Amen.
I'm going for better.
Amen.
And eventually when I get to better, the folk hanging out with better, if that's what you want, I'm out of here. I'm going to great.
Yeah.
And the folk who hanging out, people of God.
Come on.
The folk who act great,
yeah.
Eventually I'm moving on. If you don't want to go, I see you because I'm going to greatness.
Amen.
I'm going to keep moving because I'm going to surrender my life to God.
Yeah.
He's the only one who can sustain your life.
That's right.
Let me quit. But verse 62 of that text, Luke chapter 9, Jesus said, no man put his hand to the plow and look back.
Is fit for the kingdom of God.
Question, who are you down with?
Well,
are you down with the Lord? Because if you're really down with the Lord, you'll surrender your life.
Mm-hmm.
You'll give him every bit of who you are.
Amen.
There's another fella there. In that text, ain't got time to talk about him, but I'm going to talk for just a hot second. Individual said he'll go, but let him first bid them farewell who are at their house.
Mm.
And while I'm here, if you got to discuss with somebody other than Jesus about surrendering, you've missed it.
Amen.
Come close to me.
Yeah.
If you got to seek counsel whether or not Jesus is the one to follow, you've missed it.
Amen.
Because my and tried everything else, and you ain't sucked no counsel out of that.
Uh-huh.
But now, he's come up with something amazing, and you got to counsel over it. Oh man, do I got any ex-alkies in the house? Do I got any ex-drugs in the house? Any ex-thugs in the house? Okay, I forgot where I am. This is Bougie Central. Any ex-sinners in the house? Everybody should be raising their hand. Anytime you have to consider whether or not Jesus and following him is a good thing, you've missed it.
Amen.
It's amazing how we'll try everything else. We'll surrender to everything else. But we won't surrender to the very one who means to bless our life.
Amen.
Are you here this morning? I'm through. I'm through hollering and screaming. Y'all want a little love on the end of that? Amen. So you just got
to amen.
Get up.
Yeah.
Time for you. Hey, amen. You got to go, man. We going places. I heard 3 days and we're getting up out of here.
Yeah.
Now your time may be longer. But I'm planning 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm planning on walking with the Lord. Someone said 3 days. Good. Now remember Lord's timing.
Uh-huh.
A day with the Lord is of 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And 1,000 years. This is but one day. Someone said, well, how do you measure that? I don't know. I'm just going to trust God.
Amen.
And hopefully his 3 days is somewhat close to my 3 days.
Amen.
But whatever it takes is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For me to surrender my will to his will. Are you here and not a believer? Come by faith. Please be accepting of the Savior. Be accepting of what he's done for you. He died on Calvary's cross for your sins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, thank you. We don't need Valentine's Day to since love.
That's right.
We've been loved from day one.
Yeah.
He loved us so much that while we were yet sinners, Romans 5:8, Christ already died for us. John 3:16, he loved the world so much he gave his only son. If we believe in him, we won't perish but have everlasting life. And look at love. It didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He loved us so much he was willing to go to Calvary's cross. Same love that constantly wakes us up every morning. Same kind of love that gives us another chance. Love. So you're here maybe, possibly, and don't have Christ. Accept him to be your savior after you come by faith. Repent of your sins. Change from your life. Give up on this life system. It ain't got nothing to offer you. And then be willing to be baptized for the remission of your sins. He'll add you to the body, which is the church. And you can leave out of here with a surrendered life to the Master. And you just don't know how much he's going to bless you because you give him your life. Maybe you're here and you're a believer. I know. We don't surrender all that we should. That's okay. But it's time to start.
That's right.
Give God everything you are. Truth be told, he owns you anyway.
Well,
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, you're not your own. You were bought at a price. So use your body and your spirit and soul to bring glory and honor to the Father's name. All right, if you need to respond, please do so as together we stand.